Welcome to this new edition of Dognostics Podcast, where two ladies and a couple of dogs all hang out and geek out regarding dogs, dog behavior, pet care, and anything else pet professional. Let's talk about goals in dog training, outcome or behavior, and which do you think you actually control? One of the most common mistakes that we see with dog training professionals is that they try to impart their goals upon the client. So, for example, you may feel that pet dogs should behave in a certain way or have specific skills or do certain tasks. So you might believe that dogs shouldn't climb on furniture or jump on you when you come home or rush through doors or lie under the dining room table. Well, here's a newsflash. Your clients may not agree with you. They may have very different opinions, and therefore they're going to have very different goals. So to get everyone on the same page regarding goals, we're going to suggest a few things. And I think in total, we've got six of them. So number one, you've got to provide your client with a comprehensive client information sheet. And this will provide you some clear information on their goals, how they live, and what some limiting factors might be in the work together that you're about to do. Now, of course, these intake forms also include all the necessary information regarding the dog, their history, and their behaviors, but that's a whole other podcast. Number two, you've got to determine what are your client's limiting factors. And when it comes to identifying limiting factors, we're talking about choices that your client is making or quite simply not prepared to make, which will prevent them from reaching their goals. Limiting factors often are related to lifestyle choices. And sometimes limiting factors may only apply on certain days or at the weekend. And we all work with clients of all ages, income levels, and family sizes. And we know that there are some universal truths that come into play here. And if you've been coaching people for a significant amount of time, you're going to be nodding your head in agreement. Some of these limiting factors are things like financial, the level of exercise they're prepared to do, how consistent they will be, any boundaries they may or may not want to set, their philosophy, their values, their cultural approach. These may all be such strong limiting factors that you don't even want to put energy into them because you're just going to be wasting your time. You need to sit down with your client and dig deeper on some of the information they provided and find out exactly what it is they want to do in terms of training their dog and why they want to do it. So, what is the precise problem and what are they seeking to achieve through your services? And then you've got to help them set realistic goals. And a lot of dog trainers think that this is the client's responsibility, but actually it's not, because you've got to set goals that are realistic. And sometimes clients have very unrealistic opinions or expectations about their dog and their lifestyle. So we have to coach them to agree on goals that are achievable and realistic through the training program. Often a client will say, well, I just want a well-behaved dog, but they don't know precisely what that may look like or what's required of them to achieve it. Or they might simply be unhappy with their dog and want to change that, but they cannot or they have not articulated exactly what that means. We also need to understand, and this is number five, we need to understand the client's motivation. So beyond having difficulty articulating their goals, they might be struggling with the reason behind their goals. For example, while a client might tell you, I want a dog that's well-behaved, you need to understand, why do they really want a well-behaved dog? Is it to resolve a specific problem you haven't yet drilled down to? Is it to appease a spouse or a boyfriend or family members? Is it because they're concerned about the safety of the dog or the grandchildren around the dog? Or some other very personally meaningful reason? Once you've got the emotional reason, it's much easier to get a commitment from the pet owner and then use that as a motivating factor towards getting the goals achieved. So from this point, you're much better able to help them. Number six, which I think is one of the often overlooked components of this, is when you help clients agree to the program goals, you've got to be mindful and understand the difference between an outcome goal and a behavior goal. An outcome goal is the main outcome or objective that you want to accomplish through the training program. So for example, you may have agreed with your client that the goal will be the dog will walk nicely on a leash without any pulling or lagging. But one of the key characteristics of an outcome goal is the fact that not you nor your client can directly control the accomplishment of that goal, because that goal is reliant on a series of other things that have to be put in place first. Whereas a behavior goal are the steps taken to accomplish the outcome. For example, when the outcome goal is that the dog will no longer beg at the table, the related goals may be that the pet owner will now have to change their behavior. They're going to have to put some management in place. So therefore, at set times of the day, they're going to have to put the dog in the crate, which means the dog will probably need some kind of enrichment toy or something to keep it occupied. So they may now have to change their behavior and start using Kongs or some other toy. So one of the key characteristics of a behavior goal is that your client can directly control that goal, as it's an action that they have to agree and choose to do each day and every mealtime. And I think often our outcome goals fail because we don't look at the human behavior goals. So let's not also create and set goals that will require far too much willpower from your clients, because they'll either beat themselves up each day for being a willpower weakling because the training program will fail, or guess what? They'll create an environment that doesn't require so much willpower. And that environment may not include you and your services. Pet training professionals, we have developed three virtual or in-person puppy essential programs. So we did the work and you can get the clients. These are available as three single products, or you can package them all together. Puppy Essentials helps get you started. It's a virtual guide to setting owners up to successfully completing your programs. Puppy Essentials Level 1, your virtual guide to socialization and early development. And Puppy Essentials Level 2, your virtual guide to 18 puppy skills. And each program has a how-to recording, knowledge and skill lessons, a comprehensive PowerPoint presentation that you can brand, a full program PDF, full descriptive notes and talking points, equipment recommendations, program pricing. So grab it today. It's a special offer, $90 for all three programs, or buy them individually for only $35 each. www.dognosticseducation.com. That's a wrap for this week. Come visit us, www.dognosticseducation.com.